Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
We are all very excited here as the NRL has restarted. Obviously, some new rules going on. It was fast. It was open. It was terrific to look at. And, of course, given that in a COVID-19 world, there's not a lot of live sports still up and running around the world. So it was seen as a huge opportunity for the NRL to get different eyes from different countries onto our product. And one of those sets of eyes belonged to the San Francisco, the NFL reporter for the San Jose Mercury. I'm, of course, talking about Mr. Cam Inman, and he joins us from the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area right now. G'day, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Good afternoon.
Hey, Cam.
Yes, hello.
How are you? We're good, Cam. So have you had a look? I know that you, when Jared Hayne went to San Francisco, you might have had an early introduction to rugby league, but how has it? Did you have a look the last couple of nights?
Yeah, so, I mean, it had been a couple of years. Well, you know, that's not totally true. Last year we were vacationing. My family was vacationing in Europe, and State of Origin was on, and I snuck down to a pub and watched. You know, I think it was Origin 1. It was awesome. And so I still have a great appreciation for the sport. And so when I heard that NRL was starting back up last week, I made sure to set my my TV recorder, because it was going to be on, I think, at 2 in the morning here in the States. And then good enough that our cat woke me up, because our cat was snoring next to my wife. And I said, well, do I want to wake up and just watch? I'm like, yeah, let's wake up and watch.
So good, Cam. Keep going. I'm going to close my eyes.
Right? I wish. And the beauty of it was I could stream it on my phone, whereas, you know, 5 years ago when Hayne was, you know, here in the, with the Niners, and I was picking up on NRL and State of Origin, I would have to actually break into my neighbor's house while they were at work, because he would record the games for me. So anyhow, long story short, I was able to watch a lot of the match on my phone in the middle of the night, and I was stoked. It was really fast, fluid, and just, it seemed a sense of normalcy of watching these professional athletes just, you know, going, you know, 110% just out there and just going just full speed, and just the contact and the competition and the lack of drama and worries was just great to see, because we haven't had that in months around the globe. And yeah, it was phenomenal. It was great to see. And the fact that there was not a crowd did not bother me one bit, because, you know, not like I was going to fly to Australia and watch this. It was awesome to see.
Hey, Cam, obviously you have got a little bit of idea about rugby league. What about the novice Americans? Has there been any word on the street that people, like, that's talking about around the water cooler, saying, hey, man, I just watched a brutal game of rugby?
No, unfortunately not. And it's probably because there's other, obviously, this is the state of the world right now with the pandemic. Everybody has other issues on their mind. And here in America, there's a lot of cities right now are dealing with some protests because of an incident out here. So everybody's preoccupied with that. Sports have been on such the back burner for the last 2 months. And all the other leagues are kind of deciding how they're going to ramp back up, whether it's the NBA or baseball. And, you know, we're 2 months out from the NFL season for football starting. So, unfortunately, nobody really, I haven't talked to other people about the NRL or rugby league, but some people know that I have become I hear that there were some rule changes. I didn't notice. I don't know all the rules. I know a few of them to understand how cool the game it is, and I appreciate the force and the drama and the passion that the guys play with from all of them. So it was, and the teamwork. I mean, that's the thing. It's like there are stars on the team, but watching all those guys play together, it was really nice to see just a team sport like that. And
Yeah, well, Cam, we hope that there's some sports get up and running in the United States for you to have a look at. And we do understand there's a lot of drama going on in the States at the moment, certainly around Minneapolis. And our thoughts are with you and yours as well. Thanks so much for having a chat. Really appreciate it, mate.
Oh, thanks so much for having me again. And stay safe, stay healthy, and thanks for having me on.